Welcome, Dennis. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Season of Lies. It's about a subject, or about two subjects, actually, baseball and politics, and it comes together in a really fast-paced thriller of a book. And there are two things that you and I both share.
That's right.
Tell us about some of the principal characters in this book.
Well, the original title, though it sounds sort of like a children's show episode, was The Pitcher and the President,
because there's
two main characters. One is Trey Van Omen, who's a pitcher for the Chicago Cubs, who are now trying to build a dynasty following what happened in my first book and to some extent what happened in real life. He gets traded to the Cubs. He's the star pitcher for the Red Sox. And the other main character is Luke Murphy, the President of the United States, and he's running for re-election. Trey, as many celebrities are doing today, kind of gets involved in politics and endorses Luke Murphy, the president, and that's what sort of sets all the action off in lies, fake news, dirty tricks, scandals, blackmail, and threats to people's lives all sort of come into play.
Yeah, and some of them just unbelievably bad.
Although when you watch what's going on in the real world, you know, fiction and truth aren't as far apart as you might think.
Well, that's another thing I wanted to talk to you about. I mean, how do you top what is actually going on in the news? It's quite a challenge.
I was actually writing a lot of the book last year in real time as both the real-world Cubs were going for their first real-world championship since 1908 and the presidential campaign was unfolding, and I'm sure it influenced me. As a journalist myself, former journalist, I mean, you couldn't make up what happened with Trump, both good and bad. And certainly the Cubs, I didn't expect them to win last year, and I would confess I actually rewrote this book a little bit, you know, just to reflect the reality so that it didn't feel off.
So you were writing this book, Season of Lies, while the Cubs were marching towards what ended up as a first World Series victory since 1908.
Yeah, I mean, I think even Theo Epstein, the Cubs general manager, would agree they got about a year ahead of schedule from what what they had in mind. And as we're learning this season in the real world, it's not all that easy to repeat.
Obviously, you are a lifelong Cubs fan. You're from that area.
Yeah, I grew up in the northwest suburbs of Chicago, although, having lived in Cincinnati area for, over 6-7 years before I moved to Columbus, the Reds quickly became my second favorite team. And there's some pretty impactful Cincinnati stuff in both the books. And in the new book, the Republican National Convention is unfolding in Cincinnati while the Cubs are in town playing the Reds. And that's probably one of the more important scenes in the book, actually, because it sets the relationship between Trey Van Omen and Luke Murphy in high gear.
Yeah, and that's obviously while you were writing this thing, and the Cubs are making their run towards, I mean, it had to be just very bizarre.
It was very bizarre. You know, it was funny, and I think a lot of authors would say this. I originally resisted rewriting the book a little bit, and my publisher said, well, you really need to rewrite it to reflect, you know, what happened in the real world, or it's just going to seem off. And I'm going, well, this is fiction. People understand. She goes, no, it's just going to feel off. It's a speed bump if what you're reading in fiction doesn't just square with your sense of the world. And of course, as all writers who resist change find, the change was a good idea, and it actually made it a better story. I had to develop some motivations and characters, I think, in a stronger way by having to go back and work it over.
You have a whole lot of very interesting characters in this book. Bob Walters, Amy Walters, Lydia Nix. Are these based on real people, or are they a combination of?
A lot of them are composites. Some of them are just, you know, like Trey Van Omen is just completely a fiction of my imagination of what a thoughtful, bright,
smart,
college-educated, major league ball player might be like, a little bit introverted. I think a lot of pitchers are very self-absorbed and introverted because they almost have to be, you know, to be successful. The one character that is pretty directly based on somebody is Bob Walters, who is a sports radio talk show host, kind of the man Cub fans love to hate. And I always sort of imagine Bob as Rush Limbaugh doing sports talk. He's really not a very likable person in either of the two books, but he goes through a lot of changes. Lydia Nix, who's a third party, ends up being a third party presidential candidate from the right who runs against Luke Murphy, is sort of like Michelle Bachmann meets Ted Cruz, I guess, if I had to describe her a little bit. It's just kind of an interesting thing to contemplate. Luke Murphy, the president, in my mind, is always sort of the moderate Republican that I think a lot of people would like to vote for, if only that kind of person could make it to the ballot.
And obviously, Luke Murphy, though, has secrets, but he has of history and a lot of past that he's dealing with.
Yeah, he has some very significant secrets from his past that he's held on to very closely. And, you know, it's kind of remarkable to me how often really famous, successful, ambitious people kind of set that aside in order to follow their ambitions, knowing that there still is great risk if these things come out. And that's part of what Luke confronts in the book. But I don't think that's out of character at all. Often really talented, ambitious people also have significant flaws and human weaknesses.
One of the things that struck me about the book was these parallels between success in major league sports and success in the political world. Sometimes you have to do things that you may not be particularly proud of.
Yeah, I mean, I think if the book has kind of a higher purpose than just being a good thriller, which of course I hope it is, I hope there are memorable characters, but also I just read a quote the other day about you can do things in fiction that are a little harder to do in nonfiction if you want to raise some questions. And I think in both cases, you're talking about very ambitious people who are willing to make great sacrifices to achieve very difficult goals, whether it's winning the World Series or becoming president of the United States. And, you know, what price are you willing to pay to achieve those goals? And arguably, those are higher prices than most everyday people probably would be willing to pay in order to get to that point, because the price you pay is so high, the sacrifice is so great that, you know, the average person would not be willing or able to pay that price.
I've been speaking with Dennis Hetzel about his book, Season of Lies, and you will find a link to more information at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Howard Wilkinson.
Hilly Empire! Play ball!
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.